aval im loimona apotropos biatzmoi. But what if the person didn't get to do it? What if the person himself didn't get to designate an apotropos during his lifetime with his own mouth? Azai habezden tzrichim lahamed apotropos. Then the law is that Bezden has to designate an apotropos. Kimavur bahatoyranal, because Rabbi Nizal explains in this chapter in Likutei Moran, she'ikr tikun hakoil hualidei Torah shebal pekanal. Rabbi Nizal said over there that whenever there's any problem with koil, the way that you fix it up is through the study of Torah shebal peh, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, right? That's the tikkun for the koil that's pogum in any way. V'habezden hein bebechinas Torah shebal peh. Rav Nosson Zal says now that you want to know who the representatives of Torah Shebal Peh are? Bezden. They symbolize and represent Torah Shebal Peh. Kikol habotei dinim haksherim mekablin koyach mi Bezden hagodol shebirushalayim. Because all kosher Jewish courts derive their authority from the Sanhedrin Hagdoyla in Yerushalayim. As the Gemara says, Kianan Shlichusa did hu avdinon. The Gemara says that Bezden, let's say in Chutz Laretz and other places, doesn't really have the authority on its own to dictate to people what to do. So the Gemara says, on what basis can they carry out a psak? The answer is, as shluchim of the Bezden HaGodol. They don't really represent a koyach to themselves. It's the fact that they were given power and authority by the Sanhedrin HaGdoila. They were the ones who said this is a legitimate Bezden. It comes out that they are shlichim for the Bezden HaGodol, which is the real seat of authority of Klal Yisrael. V'alkein tzrichim lishmoya es divrei bezna kosher. This is why Jews are obligated to listen to and to comply with any decree, you know, any instructions given by a kosher bezin. K'may shekosuv, as it says in the Chumash, loisosur min hadovor asher gidol cho yomen esmoil, that you're not allowed to deviate one drop to the right or to the left of what the rabbis tell you to do. Al piatoyra she yerucha, based on the Torah that they will teach you, val piyam mishpot, and based on the judgments that they will make, you must follow their words exactly. Shezeu b'chinas Torah shebal peh, she'onu mizhorem aleha, belav deloy sosur, k'moy shomer azal. Rav Nosson Zal says that if you look in the Chumash, the same instruction in the Chumash that teaches us that we have to follow the Torah shebal peh, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, is the same instruction that tells us you have to listen to Bezden. Loisosur mikola sheyagidu lecho yomen usmoil. Al pi haTorah sheyerucha, that's going on Bezden, and it's going on Torah Shebal Peh, on the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. That's the midrabon. That's the rabbonon. Any laws that are midrabonon. Ki ikr birur dinei haTorah shehaBezden poiskim hualidei Torah Shebal Peh. Because any time that Bezden gives out a psak halacha on anything, it's based on Torah. 99.999% of the cases, it's based on the Torah Shebal Peh. Usually, it's very rare that Bezin's giving any kind of psak based on Torah Shebichsav, you know, telling a person you're not allowed to kill, you know. It's more something that involves Gemara. In other words, a more complex kind of thing where the ruling is only being determined based on the Torah Shebal Peh. Sheshom mizbararim kol adinim. That's where all the laws are clarified. Nimtza. So therefore, we're allowed to use the word Bezden as a substitute for Torah Shebal Peh. They are symbolic of Torah Shebal Peh. And if Rabbeinu Zal said in that chapter on Likutei Moran that if you need something to be misaken the koil, the thing that affects a tikkun for koil is Torah Shebal Peh, the study of Torah Shebal Peh, then you must understand also that the thing that can affect a tikkun for koil is Bezden. So that if we said that the first choice, the best way for this transfer of authority, of Malchus, should have been where the owner of the possessions himself designates a custodian with his mouth, with his coil. But if he didn't do it, second best is Torah Shebal Peh. Second best is Bezden. That Bezden designates the custodian. That's, they represent, they symbolize the tikkun of Torah Shebal Peh. Shehu tikkun hakoil shehu kiyum hamalchus. V'al kein hamalchus v'hamemshala eitzel habezden. This is why authority and kingdom is in the hands of Bezden. Ki heim poiskim hamishpot. kemelech. They dictate policy and judgment the same way a king does. Utzrichim letzayisoysim, and we are obligated to listen to them. Ki ha-mishpot hu bechinas malchus. Because Rabbi Nizal says that the term mishpot, judgment, is synonymous with malchus. Kemo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, melech ba-mishpot yamid eretz. A king with his judgment rules. So we see that mishpot is synonymous with melech. So if we talk about Bezdin as being a bet mishpat, it means it's a bet malchus. They are qualified for tikkun malchus. Uchsiv mishpotecho la melech tein. There's another pasuk that says, give over your judgment to the king. Vezehu bechinas bi melochim yimloichu. And this is why the pasuk says in Mishlei, speaking about the Torah, it says, through me, kings will rule. What's the B? Through the Torah. Ki al yidei ha-Torah, poiskin hadinim v'mishpotim shem b'chinas malchus. It's through the Torah that we determine the laws and judgments, which are the concept of malchus. That's kingdom. That's what kingship and rulership and authority is all about. V'al kein, and therefore, kishiloi hemed apotropos b'atzmoi, if a person has not designated a custodian by himself, he didn't do it with his own mouth, with his own voice, tzrichim ha-bezn lahamid apitropis ha-lanachosim ha-shira shaloi. Then Bezn has to do it for him. Shehu b'chinas malchus. Bezn has to appoint an apitropis over his possessions, meaning over his malchus. Ki yesh lohem koyach l'sakin b'chinas ha-malchus shaloi. Because they are the ones who have the ability to effect a tikkun for the person's malchus, machmas she'etzlom ha-Torah she'bal peh, because they're the ones who are in charge of Torah she'bal peh. They're the ones who are most knowledgeable in Torah she'bal peh, shehu tikkun ha-koil, which represents the tikkun for the voice, shehu chius v'kiyum ha-malchus, which we said is the whole life force of the malchus, shehu bechinas hanechosim vashirus, which is represented by the person's possessions. His possessions are his malchus. Aval ikar hatikun sheyamid hu apitropis biatzmei bechayov koloid nafshe boi. But the first choice of how to do this correctly is where the person should do it himself while he's physically living. Sheyesh boyadayin hakoil vadibor, while he still has his voice and his ability to speak. So that he gives over his own koil and dibur to the apotropos, shehem kiyum v'chiyus hashiros v'nechosim, kedei sheyuchal lehanig hanechosim ulahachyosim alakaimam kemoihu bi'atzmoi, so that the custodian has the same level of authority as the owner himself of the property. What Rav Nosanzal is showing here, he wants to show a perfect correspondence between what Rav Nosanzal presents in that turn in Likutei Moran and the law in Shulchan Aruch. In Likutei Moran over there, Rav Nosanzal starts off by saying that you should know that Negina and Koil is a very important thing, and that's the Moichin and Chius of Malchus, which means that if a Jew is Zeuche to have Negina and Koil Digdusha, that person's Malchus is Bishleimus. But then Rabbi Nizal says, what about the fact that in the world there's a lot of koil de klipa, and there's a lot of negina de shena de kdusha, which could do tremendous harm to a person? So now Rabbi Nizal explains, he's giving an example where he's defining the malchus, the tikkun malchus, as the tikkun of one's possessions. He proved to us that a person's possessions and wealth represent malchus. And he said, the first choice of tikkun, and it's controlled, the moichin and chius of the person's possessions is his koil and dibur. When the person himself is there, and he's calling the shots, he's saying, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. That's usually when the person's possessions are under the best control and the best supervision, and that's the best example of tikkun amalchus. Now, the moment he can't be there, what's the second best choice? Second best choice is that he himself gives over his malchus to a second person. How do you give over control of malchus? If control of malchus is dependent on koil and dibur, by him telling another person with his own mouth, I am putting you in charge of my possession and my absence, that's giving that person the best level of control of the possessions and everything. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says that a Jew who has possessions, if he's aware that, that at a certain point in time he's not going to be in control of it, and he wants to give over the Malchus the best way, the best way is if he does it with his own koil and dibur. We're assuming that he's a good Jew, and that his koil and dibur and Malchus is all on the right track. What's second best if somehow he didn't get to do that? As Rabbeinu Zal said in Kutaman, second best is that the Torah Shebal Peh fixes up any pigomim in Koil and Dibur in that. Here also, if the person didn't get to give over his authority with his own Dibur, second best choice is employing the Torah Shebal Peh, which means employing Bezin. That Bezin steps in, they represent the Torah Shebal Peh, and they're the ones who designate who should be in charge of the possessions. And that's how the Tikkun HaMalchus is affected. Exactly. And could be that that's why Dovid HaMelech had to give over the kingdom during his lifetime. In other words, the fact that he himself told Shlomo HaMelech, you're going to rule, you know, with his koil and dibur, could be that's how it was possible for Shlomo HaMelech's malchus to be bishlemus. As it's written that during his time, the Levona was bishlemus. Why? Because there it wasn't given through any bet. It was first choice. It was mamish handed over. The koil and dibur of Dovid HaMelech is what instead, you know, what put Shlomo HaMelech in power. In what?
In the basement.
Then it's gonna affect the possession. Then who they put in place is not gonna be a person who's worthy of making Tikkun HaMalchus. So they'll appoint somebody who's gonna slip them $5, Griff, and it'll mess up the Malchus. That's exactly what Rav Nosson Zal said here. That when you're dealing with a Bezdin kosher, he put that word in over there. Yes. That to the extent that a Bezdin is a legitimate Bezdin, they are qualified to be in place of the Torah. They affect the same tikkun that the limud of Torah Shebal Peh affects.
Would it almost appear, one could misunderstand this and think that the more possessions you have, and the greater the malchus that you are bringing about. Like, you know, the gashmius. Yeah, you just got more money, more possessions, more greater malchus. Yeah.
On a certain level, it's a fact. The Gemara says, Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim. Rabbi Yehuda Anossi used to show respect to wealthy people. Why? Rabbeinu Zal says in the Kutaman, the fact that Hashem has given this person a certain quantity of possessions implies that he has a certain bechina of malchus. Now again, it could be malchus dikdusha or malchus diklipa. To the extent that the person uses that for his own personal kavod, like Achashverosh, the Tipesh, the Gemara calls him a Tipesh, who ruled, he ruled over 127 countries, and he was such a dope, he couldn't even rule over his own, in his own house he didn't rule. The Torah shows two lines later that he wasn't even in control of his own wife. Why? Because it was Malchus the Klipa. Look what he did with his wealth. He wanted to show off with it. He wanted to use it for personal kavod, make a 180-day party, and everybody can have whatever they want. That, it's Malchus, but it's Malchus the Klipa. It's Malchus the Sitrachra. Versus Malchus de Kedusha, which is the Les Lomigarma Klum, where the person takes. Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi was richer than the Roman king, and what is the Gemara? Here you go. That when Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi passed away, he lifted up his 10 fingers and he said, I swear that not one of these 10 fingers had any pleasure from any of my possessions. What do you mean he didn't have pleasure? The answer is that with all that wealth, he didn't use any of it for personal kavod. He used it purely. Hashem was in charge of all of his possessions. He didn't share the malchus with Hashem in any way. Hashem was 100% in charge of all of his possessions. And every single thing he did was based on the Torah. Here again, you have two people. This guy's got $1 million, this guy's got $1 million. And this one's a melech, and this one's a melech. And by this one, Hashem is really the one in charge of all of his possessions. And by Lahavdil, you have it today on a lower level. You have certain millionaires who won't make a move without their rabbi. And decisions in business, he'll go with. So you say, in other words, who's the melech? The answer is, you see that despite the fact that all of it is his name, he doesn't consider himself the authority. He gives over the authority to the Torah, the one who he considers the representative of the Torah Shebal Peh, the Bezdin. He lets that decide what he should do. Should he buy, should he say, you know, on a Gashmi level even. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein apotropos sheminehu Bezdin tzorech lishova benekitas chefetz. Therefore, the halacha is that if Bezdin is the ones who appointed this custodian, then if any questionable transaction comes up or anything like that, he can be obligated to swear that he did the right thing or that he did an honest thing, holding a Sefer Torah. Nikita Shefetz means holding an object in his hand at the time he swears. And the Shulchan Aruch says nowadays the custom is that it's done with a Sefer Torah. Avol minehu avi soimim. Whereas, if this apotropos had been designated by the father of these orphans, then there's no need for him to have to swear in any situation. The fact that the father is the one who designated him, we know that the father knew that he could trust this person 100% as far as looking out for the welfare of the children, and there's no concern. That's on a pshat level. Now watch how Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this. Because when there is some kind of denial or disagreement, matilin shvua, we impose a shvua, we make him swear. V'hashvua hu hiskashrus kiyadua. Rav Nosson Zal says it is known in Sifrei Kabbalah that the concept of shvua means something that's binding. That's what it's called. We say that this is a binding agreement, that kind of thing. A shvua binds. Rav Nosson Zal is going to prove it soon from Psukim. Hainu bechinas hiskashrus veyichud hakoilim hadibur. This refers to the kesher and unity of koil and dibur that we spoke about earlier. Ki kol hashkorim heim bechinas alma de pruda. Because when we talk about lies come from the world of separation. In Yiddish, there's an expression, I don't know if you have the same expression in English or another language, when somebody's telling a lie, they say, se klept sich nicht einsach mit den zweiten. The two things, the guy's talking and he's telling part A, they don't jive. It doesn't connect. His story is not connecting. It's pieces and pieces that don't connect. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here, emes is an union of kesher, sheker is an union of pirut. Sheker comes from alma de pruda. So a shvua, which is supposed to establish the emes, it's supposed to verify the emes, shvua is an union of kesher. So shkorim ein bechinas alma de pruda, bechinas pirut bein akoil vadibur. The alkane, and therefore the Gemara says, nikorin divrei emes. You can tell when a person's telling the truth. It's recognizable. Umi shehu ish emes yochoy lahakir ba'achar im hudoiver sheker. Kamay shekosu ba'alotdeis. Rabbein Zal writes in Sefer Amidois that a person who is honest will be able to tell immediately when somebody's talking to them whether the guy is telling a lie or telling the truth. Ki kishimedaber is a sheker, because when a person is speaking falsehood, Yefsher sheyis yashay viyis yached viyis kasher etzloi hakoilim hadibur. It's impossible for the voice and the words to be synchronized perfectly. The person's going to hear in the voice. The voice and the words aren't matching. It's not clicking together. Sheker is pirud. Lahavdil, they show you sometimes a picture, you know, a moving picture on TV or something like that or something, and the soundtrack isn't matched to the picture, and you see right away that something's not jiving. Here, lahavdil, Rav Nosson Zal is describing the concept of sheker, that when a person's speaking sheker to a person who is amiti, they're going to see that the koil and dibur aren't synchronized, they're not matching. A person who understands and looks carefully for the truth will be able to identify within the voice of a person that's talking that the guy's talking sheker. Because it's fact that the koil and dibur are not miyushav, they're not synchronized, they're not flowing smoothly when the person's telling a lie. This is very important for parents who have kids and all kinds of situations to be able to know. V'alkein kisheyesh eze hakchosho. Therefore, when there is some type of a denial, when someone is makish, when somebody says, I didn't do that, or I didn't do matil and olav shvua, generally Bezdin imposes a shvua shehu b'chinas yichud v'hiskashrus hadibur el ha-koil. Shvua is something that binds the koil and dibur together. Shaydezeh mizbatel ha-sheker. That causes the sheker to become nullified. She'achizosoy mehapirud shebein koil v'dibur kanal. Sheker is attached to the pirud between koil and dibur. Rav Nosson Zal brings in a different place that it says by Yosef HaTzadik, Vayashba Yosef Es Echov. When Yosef HaTzadik made his brothers swear that they would not leave his bones in Mitzrayim, that they would take his bones out of Mitzrayim, it says over there, Vayashba Yosef imposed a shvua on his brothers. And the Sifrei Kabbalah, they quote from the Moirei Oyer, that's the source of this. He says that we see from there that Shvua is Bechinas Yosef, Bechinas Tzadik, and the Tzadik is always the one who binds, who's Mekasher, two things. That Tzadik Yisoid is the one who's always the Mekasher between two opposites. So Shvua is Bechinas Yosef. Ki HaShvua hi Benekitas Chefetz. Rav Nosson Zal explains, because a Shvua is done while holding an object. V'hachefetz shehu ha-sefer Torah, the chefetz, which is typically a sefer Torah that he's holding, hu klal ha-nevuah. A sefer Torah is the composite of all the prophecy that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki Moshe rabbon shel kol ha-nevim. Moshe Rabbeinu is considered the leader and rabbi of all prophets. V'ha-nevuah hi shoyresh ha-koil d'gdusha. And Rabbein Azal says in that chapter in Likud Imran that Nevuah is the source from which the coil of Kedusha comes from. Me'asar, the train of Ian Yankin. Rabbein Azal brings over there that it's from the spheroids of Netzach and Hoid, that's where Nevuah comes from, and that's where coil comes from. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu heard the coil of Hashem, midaber mibein shnei hakruvim. And the two kruvim represent Netzach and Hoy, the two children. We've mentioned this before. Ki hakoil digdusha nimshach me'asar denevi'in yankin. The voice of Kedusha comes from the same place, the same address which the Nevi'im draw from. V'alkein kishemekasher hadibur el shoyresh hakoil digdusha shehu klal hanevuah shehu ha-sefer Torah shehu biyodoi. Therefore, when a person attaches his words to the source from which koil comes from, which is nevuah, which is all included, the composite package of nevuah is the Sefer Torah. So when a person is speaking with his kashrus to the Sefer Torah, ayidezeh mizbatel hasheker, that destroys any sheker that he might have had. Shachizosoy mi pegama koil. Sheker comes from a defective koil, shehu hepech hanavuah, which is the opposite of nevuah, shehu hakoil she'enoy misyached umischaber b'shleimus hadibur. That's the koil that's separate from the dibur, that's not synchronized with the dibur and everything. The kanal, as we said earlier. Nimtza, therefore we see from here, Shehashvua hi bechinas yichud v'hiskashrus hakoil emadibur. That a shvua, swearing, represents making the kesher between koil and dibur. Again, the dibur is the words that are coming out of a person's mouth when he's making the shvua. And a shvua, which is typically done holding a sefer Torah is nevua, which is the shoyrish of koil. So he's attaching his dibur to coil at its origin, its highest place. Shaydezer mizbatel ha-sheker. That's how you eliminate the sheker completely. V'alkein, therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, now we could understand the halacha. The halacha is, apotropos sheminei avi yisoimim, a custodian who is appointed by the father of the orphans, eino tzorech lishova. He is not obligated to swear. Ki me'achar sheminehu bi'atzmoy l'apotropos koidem moisoy, because once the father himself is the one who appointed this custodian while he was still living, koidem shenestalei kakoil v'hadibor me'aguf, while the father's voice was still alive, the father's koil and dibur were still united, his guf and nefesh. Remember we mentioned the previous year that koil and dibur correspond to guf and nefesh. So while a person is living and his guf and nefesh are attached to each other, if the father then gave over the authority to this person, shenimshach mi pigam odom arishayim, shegoram pirud ben hakoil vadibur, all the problems of koil and dibur were caused by the pigam of odom arishayim, which caused the separation between koil and dibur, kihu bi'atzmoy mineu lapetropis, because the father himself is the one who appointed this custodian. And he gave over to the custodian the koil and dibur while they were still attached. That's why that kind of custodian is never obligated to swear. Ki ein lahasheker achiza, because by him sheker can't affect him at all. Me'achar shehakoil v'hadibur hoyu adayin miyuchodim, because at the time that he was given his authority, it was when the koil and dibur were still attached. It was while the father was still living, and when a person's living, his guf and nefesh, his nefesh and guf, which are symbolized by koil and dibur, were still attached. When those two are attached, sheker has no place. Ki ikra chizas hasheker al yedei hapirud shebein hakoil vadibur kanal. Because the only time when sheker can latch onto something is when there's a separation between koil and dibur, when the koil and dibur are not synchronized. Which again, sheker is synonymous with sitrachro, with malachamovis, which has an achiz on a person when the person dies. When a person dies and the neshama and guf become separated, that's when tumah sets in. That's the most severe type of tumah. Tumas mes, avi avos tumah. Why? Because there's pirud. Because the body and the shama have become separated. Which means the koil and dibur have become separated. There sheker has an achiza. There klipas and tumah have an achiza. Whereas while the person is alive, and the koil and dibur are biyachad, we assume that the sheker has no achiza, or certainly much less of an achiza. So this custodian who was given his authority by the father while the father was living, when the guf and nefesh were together, when the koil and dibur were together, he was given a package that where sheker has no place there. His authority comes from a yichud of koil and dibur where sheker has no place there. Avol kishenestalik, whereas if the father died, v'loy mino apotropis biatzmoy b'chayev, and he did not designate a custodian while he was living. Rak ha-bezden huchruchu limnois apotropis achar shenestalik ha-koil v'adibur, whereas bezden was forced to appoint a custodian after the person died, where his koil and dibur became his guf and nefesh became separated already. Achar shenestalik ha-koil v'adibur shenimshach me'apirud shebein ha-koil v'adibur bi'atzmoy kanal, where this person's authority came from a place of pirud, al kein tzorach lishova. Therefore, sheker can crawl in there, and therefore this person has to be prepared to do something to lock out the sheker, which is he has to be prepared to swear. Because we said ki oz yesh shlito v'achizo la-hasheker, because if this person's authority came after the person died, if the custodian's authority came after the father died, then sheker does have an achiza in his malchus. Shachizosoy mehapirud shebein akoil vadibur kanal, because sheker's achiza comes from the pirud between koil and dibur. Al kein tzorech lishova. Therefore, this kind of custodian will have to be prepared to swear. Ki hashvua hi bechinas hiskashrus veyichud shemekashrin umiyachadin hakoil madibur shaydeze mizbatel hasheker. Because shvua represents the thing that makes a kesher between koil and dibur, which is what gets rid of sheker. Sheker sets in when there's the pirud. So therefore, if this person got his malchus from a living person, from koil and dibur beyachad, we say there's much less chance of sheker affecting it. He doesn't have to swear. Whereas if he got his authority from death, where Bezdin had to do it because the person died, then his malchus is being transferred to him from a place of pirud, when the guf and nefesh aren't together anymore. Therefore, he's got to be prepared to swear to make the tikkun. Baruch Hashem. With this, we conclude Hilchas Apotropos.